Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you on the blog line, on our mother line. Keep you. Having somebody who's getting into the phone and leave you on the prayer line. Stop that. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love the Lord. We praise him and thank him for all that he's doing everywhere. My God, my God. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, God, we are so grateful. So grateful to you for everything that you do for us. You're so good. You do so much for your people.
Thank you, sir.
I try my best to find some words to describe you, but God, I always fall short. There are no words to describe you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Can I just brag on you a little bit? God, you're so inimitable. There's nobody like you. You're matchless. You're the only true and living God in all the world. You're so super abundant, God, over abundant. You got so much. You got enough ounces for your people. We got enough transportation. We got enough food for all the world. So plentiful. And God, you're so sagacious. So wise. You're having sound judgment in everything. You know everything, God. So I call you so multitudinous. You not only bless here in America, but you bless the multitudes everywhere, all over the world, in Africa, Asia, Russia, England, everywhere, God.
Thank you for all the things you do, Father.
We just bless your holy name. So, just want to brag on you. You're just everything we need. So voluminous, so huge, immense. So high, we can't go over you. So wide, we can't go around you. So low, we cannot go under you. Your presence is everywhere. No wonder David said, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, you are there, Lord. If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. I make my bed in hell, you are still there. God, everywhere we look, you're there. I looked up at the light. You're there, because you're the light of the world. And then I looked down at the carpet, and you were there, because you're the very fiber of my being. And I just love you. So luminous. Thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you for all the many blessings that you're giving to your people everywhere. And for all, my God, the miracles that you're bringing on this prayer line. Thank you because you're plenipotentiary. You have enough sufficiency for everything, all powerful. So magnificent. There's nothing you can't do. You're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think.
Yes, yes,
so, God, you're able to do everything. God,
yes,
so thank you for how you blessed on this prayer line and for how you've made a way out of the way. God, for how you turn things around.
Yes, Lord.
You can do it late in the midnight hour. Turn it around. You can work in our faith. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
God, we love you. We praise you. We appreciate you. We esteem thee. We extol thee. We lift you up. We give you all the glory, all the praise. God, I want to thank you for your immunocompetence. God, you're able to give the body the ability to develop an immune system that fights off all diseases. And because you created it, God, and you help create antigens that somehow gives a greater production of antibodies in our bodies and that fights off disease and makes us healthy and well. Thank you so much for it. We love you. We appreciate you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. Thank you for a billion praises a night that we're able to give you. Lord, on the block line, over a million people, thanking you 1,000 times.
Thank you.
And this day, we ask that you bless people everywhere. Mm.
Oh, God. Yes.
Lord, stretch out your mighty hand over every person.
Amen.
And lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. We give you the glory, all the praise, and we know the word that says, if any two of us shall agree on earth, as touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us of the Father. And Jesus, you said in John 14:13, ask anything in your name and you would do it, that the Father may be glorified. And so we ask in the name of Jesus that you be on this line, and Holy Ghost, that you would take over. Forgive all sin in the name of Jesus and bless your people. And thank you for all things in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on this prayer line this morning. And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you.
Good morning,
everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a praise for him this morning? If he woke you up, feel your hands, feel your feet. Oh, my God. If you got a praise for him, why don't you open your mouth in every area code and give him what he deserves, your praise. God bless you. Lord, thank you. Praise check.
Thank you.
Come on, church.
Thank you, Lord.
My God, so good. The one so amazing. Show the name.
Thank
you, Jesus. Come on, open your mouth and give him praise. Thank you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
we love you. We praise you. We give you glory.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Don't stop.
Thank
Let's praise him a while longer.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you, Lord. We appreciate
you.
We appreciate you. Oh, God. Appreciate you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
God bless all of you. Yeah. God bless you. And let's, when we open the line to praise him, let's open our mouths to praise God. Y'all kind of tickled me a little bit. Y'all can't praise him but 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Some of y'all say
thank you.
All through. Mm-hmm. Amen.
He's
got people up in heaven who praise him all day long and all night. Well, there are no nights there. But all day long, they're praising him. All day long. Y'all going to heaven, y'all going to have to get ready. Y'all can't praise him in seconds. But they angels. He got beasts around the throne, according to Revelations, and they bow day and night, always, and they cry holy. All day, all night, holy. That's a praise. Holy, holy.
Yeah.
And as soon as they bow and cry holy, they get up and then bow again.
Mm-hmm.
Holy all day long. And I asked Dr. Hill, my papa, Dr. E.B. Hill, when he was alive, I said, Doc, why do they keep on bowing holy, saying holy? He said, it's a praise, Bernard. And I said, why? And they keep on praising God all day and all night. He said, because when they bow and cry holy, before they can get up, the Lord has already done something else for them. They got to bow again and thank him again and cry holy. Some of y'all ought to, you know, just learn to thank him a little while. Amen. Let's try it again. Let's have a praise check here. Can y'all thank him a little while? Amen. Praise check. Amen. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and give me praise one more
time.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. You're so good.
Thank you.
So wise.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We love you. Thank you. We appreciate you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you adoration. God bless you. The line is open to both of you. Give us an identification, if you would. Pastor Strada, are you there? All right, Ambassador Hagen, let's go.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning. God bless you. Shouts out to you, our honor, to you, the Chief Ambassador, Ambassador Johnson, Ambassador Betty Mother Johnson, to all of the other ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, and to all of our broadcasters, to everyone that are listening from all around the world. We certainly do appreciate all of you here, and I'm Ambassador Hagen, and we are here broadcasting live at the live studio of Blog Talk Radio, and we can be 347-934-0247. As of now, we are going into nearly all the countries, Africa, Brazil, Russia, China, India, Japan, Pakistan, you name it, simply all over the world. We at present have more than 90 million listeners, and we thank God, hallelujah, for what he is doing. And we thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, Chief Ambassador Johnson, for doing an excellent job in broadcasting and getting this message all around the world. And the sound is really going out, and we thank God for you. And remember, we can be reached 347-934-0207. Simply go to the web, npa.com. God bless. Back to you, Chief Ambassador.
Thank you so much. And those who have two lines open close to your room there, you want to just have one line because it causes feedback. Thank you so much. Ambassador Hagen, you always do such a magnificent job, and we appreciate you so very much. We do honor everybody. Everywhere, all of our ambassadors, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Hagen, amen, Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges, and Ambassador-elect Prophetess Gail Smith, Ambassador-elect Daryl Moore, amen, and my 94-year-old mother, Ellie Johnson, all of the mothers on this front line. And thank God, last but not least, first shall be last, and last shall be first. We do honor Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. We appreciate her more than we can say in words. God bless all of you, First Lady of this line. We appreciate her so much. God bless you. Back to you, Sister Jennifer. Go ahead and take off.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Any praise and glory this morning, what God Almighty is doing in your lives. Please come forth.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Brother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. You know, I just thank and praise God that he is so good. He allowed me to do a 24-hour prayer yesterday. He went on the fast yesterday, and he allowed me to do 24 hours. Just to kill this flesh of mine. I'm telling you, I'm asking the Lord, everything that's in me is done like him put out. And I just thank and praise God. I just feel good today because I know God is a good God, and with times he, there's none other. I tell you, God is so good. He is so good. I just want to keep praising his name.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful, Mother Johnson. Beautiful. Say another, please, with a praise report. Please come forth. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Johnson in Texas. I praise God this morning for his goodness to me. I honor Ambassador Johnson and all the Ambassador Cabinet and everyone on the line. Truly, God has been good to me, and I give him all praise, honor, and glory. I thank God for making many ways and open many doors, because without him, I could do nothing. Truly, without him, I would fail. The Lord just protected us as we traveled over the highways this past weekend for a funeral in Fort Worth, and I just thank God that he held the rain back, that we would go and come back safely. I have a problem with traveling in rain, and God knows everything. So I just thank God, and each time that we would go out of the city, the Lord would look like cause the rain to stop until we can get off the highway. And I know it's nothing but him. Man can't do it. I just praise him for he continually blesses my husband. I thank him for he continually blesses my family. And I just praise him for everything. You all continue to be blessed as well.
Amen. Amen. You too, my sister. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Feel free to come forth with the praise report. Anyone?
Sister Brown, St. Louis, Sister Karen Brown. I thank God this morning for my life. I thank him for the health and strength in my body, for the activity of my limbs being enclosed in my right mind, constantly wanting to serve him and live for the Lord. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Is there another, please, with a prayer report this morning? Good morning.
This is Bernita, area code 616. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I thank God for my pastor and his entourage. They're on their way to Johannesburg, South Africa.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Is there another, please, with a praise report this morning? Please come forth.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City, 913. I just want to thank God this morning and give honor to our leader, Dr. Johnson, Dr. Bernard Johnson, and his lovely wife, First Lady. And I'm so happy and I'm glad to say to each of you that is on the line, I praise God this morning because he's blessed me another night of rest. He gave me a good night of rest, take good care of me. And I know he's watching over me. I know he's taking care of me. I can't do it myself, but the Lord is just so good to me. And I praise and magnify him, bless his name, because he keeps on doing great things for me. And I thank God, praise the Lord, to be a part of this prayer line. Thank God for each of you that is on the line. And may we all be blessed together. God bless you. God bless, bless you, and bless all of you. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. I love hearing your voice. Is there another, please, with a praise report? Please come forth.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Ambassador Patricia Stern. Amen. And I greet you all in the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm just glad to be able to get back on my schedule in Christ Jesus. I've been on a mission, but yet I'm still here. Amen. I'm so glad that Jesus woke me up this morning and clothed in my right mind. I would take from my journey right now. Praise the Lord. Nobody did it but the Lord. Amen. My old alarm clocks don't work. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I have to depend on Jesus. Amen. To wake me up in the morning, and I thank him for it. Amen. And clothe in my right mind. And God bless you all. This morning is my prayer.
God bless. God bless. Good morning. Is there another, please, with a praise report? Please come forth.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless everyone. This is Mother Digby from Chicago, giving honor to Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson, and to all of the ambassadors and everyone that's on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for his goodness to me. I thank the Lord for, on Sunday was our pastor's 25th year anniversary, and how we just had a beautiful time, and they did something different. They went back into his past and got pictures from when he was a little boy, and he came from to this country from Haiti, and how God has blessed him and brought him up with his family, and how he got saved. It was just a beautiful occasion, and I want to say that my pastor had and the team had gone to Malawi, Africa, about 3 weeks ago, and on their way there, one of the pastors that went with him got sick, and he had a condition where he lost so much blood. To when they did get him there, and get it wasn't that something that happened there. He got sick on his way there because it was a 17-hour flight, and he started having diarrhea and just passing blood. And when he got there, he didn't have enough blood. They took him to the hospital. He said his wife had showed him hotels that they could stay in, but he chose this one, not knowing that this hospital. This hotel was right across the street from the hospital where they were going to be staying. They got him to the hospital, but he had lost so much blood, and they didn't have any blood. But they prayed, and our pastor stayed up all night and prayed with him, and they prayed, And finally, they got some blood. But I want to say, then he began, he said he could feel his heart skipping a beat that, you know, before he got the blood. But when he got the blood, he got all right. And saints back here were praying. They couldn't call him so much, but they could text him back here. I'm sorry to take so much time, but I wanted to tell you because it was really good. And God blessed. And this pastor was with us Sunday, and he was able to tell his testimony and how God blessed. But in all of it, they were not defeated because they did get to do some work over there, and they went to visit churches where there was no electricity, so there was no satellite. And God blessed them to do to feed some of the people and to be a blessing to the people over there. So I just thank the Lord for all of his goodness. God is good. I thank the Lord for walking in the favor of God.
Amen. And I'll keep them in my prayers, ma'am. God bless you. Is there another, please, with a praise report this morning? Please come forth. Thank you.
Julie, it's been good to you. Come on. Anybody else? God been good to? Give me a praise report.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Sister Sheila 860. I'm just giving God all the honor and praise. God has just been so good. He allowed my mother to come out of the hospital on yesterday from a long journey. I have been traveling up and down the dangerous highway, but I still give God the thanks, the glory, and the honor. He's so good. I'm praising God this morning because he gave my mother another opportunity, and I just thank you, God. I thank for each and every last one of you on this prayer line, and you've been praying for my mother. You are some praying saints. I feel it in my soul. I thank God for you, you, and you. Keep on doing the work of the Lord. God bless you. I love you. I love you. Have a good day.
I love you, too. And God bless you, my sister. That's beautiful. Amen. Is there another, please, with a praise report?
God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ambassador Pfeiffer here.
Hi, Dr.
Pfeiffer. Just want to thank God. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. I'm sorry. But thank God, thank God, thank God, thanking God for another day. Praise God. Amen. I'm just so thankful. My praise report today is thanking God for even hearing Mother Johnson's voice and Ambassador Stern's voice and those uplifting praise reports that are going forth. That's my praise report. Praise God and thank God for each and every one of you.
Thank God. God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Praise the Lord. This is Prophetess, his ambassador-elect. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just excited to know that I'm off of mute. I didn't realize it this morning. For about a week, I've been on mute. But I give God the glory for that because there's a message in everything. I just want to praise God for another day I have never seen before. And I thank God for allowing me to make it to see another birthday on the weekend. Glory to God. And saints, I tell you this, I got a message from the word silence. And I was on mute. I found myself just blessing his holy name, and I began to research the word of God and just to encourage all of you to keep the faith because, you know, in the beginning when God created the earth and he put everything.
For the babies that I'm seeing about, that God will bless them and not let them be so stubborn. Then I have prayer requests for people that's real sick with cancer, some of the members, some of their children. But we know that God is able. At this time, would you come and give your
in Annapolis, Indiana. I just ask you all to continue to pray for my family, my